The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com. Sam Webb, Ira Weintraub on the other side of the county. You know what that music means. It means that it's the time of the show where we give you the latest and the greatest in football and or basketball recruiting. Take your recruiting questions at this time and this time only at 734-998-1050. You can tweet us at Michigan Insider. Tweet me directly at SamWebb77. You can email us at studio@WTKA.com. The recruiting roundup is brought to you by Ann Arbor Criminal Defense Attorney and WTKA Legal Insider Joe Simon. If you or a loved one are facing criminal charges or a police investigation, or maybe you're seeking to expunge a criminal record, there's no better option than our friend Joe. You guys hear Joe breaking down legal issues on these airwaves. Well, he brings the same analysis and expertise to all of his clients and cases. That's why Joe is so highly reviewed by his clients and peers. You can find the law offices of Joseph A. Simon located right across the street from the Big House. You can also find Joe at themichigandefenders.com. Again, themichigandefenders.com. So as you guys heard me say on Friday, the most important recruit of the 2022 cycle was set to make his decision yesterday. Most important recruit of the 2022 cycle for Michigan set to make his decision yesterday. That doesn't mean that he's the best player in the country, but the most important player on Michigan's recruiting board, because he is very talented. He's one of the best players in the country. He is the best player in the state. He is a legacy recruit. And he is a guy who plays Michigan's biggest position in need, and that being the cornerback position in this recruiting class. And that is Will Johnson. Made official his commitment to the University of Michigan, following in his dad's footsteps as a defensive back for the Maize and Blue. A legacy. Mom is a Michigan grad too. So this, all those boxes that were checked made this a pivotal recruitment. And it was a collective effort. I laid it out the other day. I said, look, if Jim Harbaugh doesn't get to, I need to reiterate this for effect. If Jim Harbaugh does not get to Will Johnson in early January before he gets that extension done. Remember, I think Jim's extension came on the 8th, if I'm not mistaken, of January. I think it was the 8th. If Jim doesn't get to him at that time, this dude's going to Ohio State. He's going to Ohio State. I'm telling you what I know. The kid told me as much. I mean, it's like, hey, you might want to change things, change that, change your prediction. End of this month, it was about to be over. And if Jim doesn't get to him at that time, that's where he's going. So getting to him, you know, letting him know, dude, I'm not going anywhere. Not only am I not going anywhere, I'm going to make some moves that are going to make this situation more appealing to you. And that pause gave the collective effort an opportunity to swing that momentum back Michigan's way. You know, Sharon, the retention of Sharon, who does a great job, who has done and continues to do a great job. Mo Linguist, who has been nothing short of fantastic in his month or so on the job here. And then, of course, Ron Bellamy, who when Ron got the job. So I think when Mo Linguist was hired, I think the momentum swung, right? I think the momentum swings back in Michigan's direction after Mo talks to Will, talks to Deion, Will's dad, gets JD, gets Jordan Lewis involved. I think that the momentum is eking back in Michigan's direction. When Jim inked Ron Bellamy, I remember hearing from Deion, he said, man, that's a game changer. Game changer. Familiar face. I think it was the clincher. I think it's the thing that It's like, all right, this is what we're going to do. Most importantly, from Will, talking about, hey, man, I great guy, going to recruit to stay hard, going to get some more ball players. Absolutely another factor. So, I mean, this is an example of a number of outstanding recruiters coming together and landing a guy, and you just feel like they can repeat that. Like, this is something that they can do. Mo called the shot on Twitter last night. I don't know if you saw it, Ira, but I love it. It makes some Michigan fans nervous to hear when, you know, a guy speaks with confidence like that. I think he's basing it on his own track record and what he sees around him. Mo Linguist tweeted last night, it's happening, Wolverine Nation. This class will go down as one of the best classes in Michigan football history. The Michigan movement is in full effect, and we are not done yet. So, again, I know that makes – I know that some might call it boastfulness or you know, confidence or swagger. That kind of makes some people nervous out there, and I get it, but – it's not bragging if it's true. So you got to make it true. So who might be next is the question, right? Get a big time in-state guy in the fold. Who does he have the biggest effect on? How about a young man who he's 7-on-7 teammates with, who they do battle in practice when they are, you know, preparing for one of these 7-on-7 tournaments? A guy whose profile is quickly rising here in the state. He is a composite 4-star by 24/7 Sports, standing 6'4 and about 205 pounds. A young man, when I saw him last summer, I think in June, I saw him at a combine. And I remember Curtis Blackwell was like, hey, Sam, I need you to you want to holler at one of my new guys, Tayshaun Trent. He's a receiver, big receiver. I'm like, That dude's a receiver. 6'4", 205, but what you love about him, what I really like about him, is that at that size, his, you know the way he moves, the way he can explode in and out of breaks, you know, some wiggle, you know, his fluidity at that size is more in line with a guy who's 6'1", right? You see a big guy like that, and they tend to lumber some, right? Or they can be gangly. And he's a fluid athlete at 6'4", 205 pounds. Gives you that high point presence. But again, even at that size, can make a move or two. He's a guy that is, because of where he plays, you know, at East Point, there's just not a lot of attention that has come his way. But Michigan took notice of him last summer. Josh Gattis, of course, one of the early offers, one of the early adopters, if you will. You know, Sharon, another one where Sharon has been present. Always going to be the case when it's an in-state guy. And a guy from the time that Ron Bellamy came on board has been very active with. I think around this time last month, I said, you know, if there's a guy in the state of Michigan who the intensity of the pursuit has, you know, risen exponentially for, it's Tayshaun Trent. He's not the only one. You can also point to a guy named Jaden Mangum in that mix too. But the reason why I bring up Tayshaun Trent is because Tayshaun Trent is announcing his decision in a couple of days. He's going to announce his decision come March 3rd. You have Michigan, Michigan State. You know, I know another school in there was Syracuse, Kentucky was showing a lot of love in that mix. Louisville, I know, is offered. Penn State is offered. But I like Michigan's chances a lot. I put in a crystal ball for Michigan a few days ago. I know that Tayshaun was watching Michigan's class, and specifically watching Will. Says my guy, I'm really interested to see what Will does. And I think that's a feather. I think Will Johnson is a feather in Michigan's cap with Tayshaun Trent. So, like I said, lodge the crystal ball in Michigan's favor for that young man. We'll see how it goes. You know, Michigan State made a huge push and surge with him over the fall into the winter. But I think Michigan is going to ultimately be too tough to beat, in my opinion. But we'll know soon enough. We'll get the verdict coming up on Wednesday. But he is definitely one to look out for. And if you haven't watched this film, just watch it and see if you don't agree. 6'4", 205, moves more like a 6'1 guy, which is what you want to see. You have one of those big fellas like this out at the wide receiver position. That'll do it for the recruiting roundup. And before I go, I got to let you know, look, come Wednesday, the best deal in the history of 24/7 sports will be over. A 50% off deal, which you've seen 50% off deals, you know, once or twice a year. What you haven't seen is a 50% off deal, the Michigan Insider, attached to free access to CBS All Access, which is changing over to Paramount Plus later this week. Yeah, tons of exclusive programming, like The Stand and that Star Trek series, all those things. That is a free addition to a subscription, an annual subscription at 50% off to the Michigan Insider. That ends Wednesday. And if it comes back, it won't be for a while, but I say if because I don't know that CBS will do it again. So, look, only a couple of more days left. Take advantage while you can. 50% off the Michigan Insider. Get CBS All Access privileges added on until Wednesday. We got to get to a break. Back on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050, WTK, The Ticket, the official voice of University of Michigan Sports, Ann Arbor, a Cumulus station.